So he went to work in convict women, and about three or four Negro men was in the bunch. He kept them there a long time till 1908. He worked them till 1908, and then they took them back and had a place for them to sell.
And tell me about your wife.
My wife was born in Tennessee.
And how did y'all meet?
Going to school here.
Did she come from Tennessee to go to school here?
Yeah. She was going to school here, but where I met her was, a boy told me, he says, Bull, they call me Bullock, or a country boy, you know, I try to bully everybody, you know, I was wanting to fight and whip. That's what a country boy wanted to fight, these town boys. And they called me and says, I saw the prettiest girl I ever saw in my life at church last Sunday. Said, then you come to church Sunday and I'll show it to you. She'll be back. So I went with him that Sunday. And sure enough, he pointed out to her, she had a red hat on. And I made a date that Friday night with her, and I went with her ever since, till she died. No, she never had a date with nobody else, nobody but me. I had a standard date.
How old was she when she died?
She was 72. 72 years old. Married when she was 17.
You know, it interests me that you lived on the farm all your life.
Yeah.
Do you remember the house that you lived in?
Well, it's tore down now, but I lived in a log house upstairs. And they phoned for the doctor to come deliver me. And that's where I was born, but the house is tore down now. But it was on the hill on the plantation, not the one I own now, but on my grandfather's plantation. 800-acre tract that he owned. I was born upstairs in a log cabin.
Do you remember what that cabin looked like?
Yeah. I remember the house after that. It's been just tore down in the last 20 years. It was made out of logs and had upstairs to it.
So was it one room downstairs and one room
upstairs? Had two rooms downstairs and one room upstairs.
Were they side by side or how were they arranged?
They were side by side, the two downstairs, bedroom and the kitchen. And in the upstairs was another bedroom. Well, that's the bedroom I was born in, that upstairs bedroom.
Was it like as long as the whole?
Yeah. Maybe as long as this whole thing.
Well, if that interests me, I'm interested in old houses.
Yeah.
So if this was the downstairs, if these were the two rooms?
Yeah, the two rooms.
Which one was the bedroom, which was the kitchen?
Well, this here was a kitchen, this was a bedroom. And then over this bedroom here, they had another bedroom.
Oh, yes. Right, so this, like this?
Yeah.
Did you call this one the... anything different from this one? Or
no, just upstairs bedroom.
Oh, yes.
Upstairs bedroom.
How'd you get up to the upstairs?
My walk upstairs was a stairway, steps leading upstairs.
Oh, inside?
Yeah, inside.
But where were they? But between the rooms or what?
Between the rooms. Yes. On the porch. It was on the porch and you walk upstairs from the porch and room.
Where was the porch? Out here?
Out there.
Right there. Was there a porch on this side too?
No, there wasn't no porch on this side.
Yes, sir. Tell me about that. That must have been a real old house.
It was. It was an old house. That's the one they moved in when it hit Texas in 1847. They moved in that log cabin there. That's the house they lived in. Until later on, my grandfather got in good shape and everything and working convict. Labor there from about 1860 on and built a fine white two-story home on the hill there.
Well, this cabin is where you were born.
That cabin is where I was born.
Did that porch have a roof on it or how was it?
Yeah, it had a roof on it. It had about shingles, wood shingles.
So, but you did you call it the front porch or just the porch or what?
The front, just call it the porch.
That is interesting. I like old log cabins.
Yeah. Well, I was born in a log cabin upstairs.
How'd you heat it?